Sales letter. A sales letter is a direct marketing tool. In the past, sales letters were usually delivered to the customer by way of the post office. The majority of sales letters that are written today are placed on the internet. There are a variety of methods that are used to make your sales letters visible to your target customers. In this volume of the marketing series, you'll learn about sales letters. You'll first learn how to construct your own sales letter. You'll be given a basic outline that can be used to construct any sales letter. After you learn to write a sales letter, you'll learn some strategies so you can make your sales letter more powerful. A powerful sales letter gets your customer's attention. You'll also learn about a few different methods you can use in order to make sure your customers are actually seeing your sales letter. By the end of this book, you will have a good understanding of why sales letters are one of the most effective marketing tools when it comes to creating sales for your product or service. In order to get a better idea of the construction process of a sales letter, you want to think of the method one would use to construct a house. When a house is constructed, each individual piece must be pre-assembled before they're placed together. When you create a sales letter, you want to design each individual part of the sales letter and then put each part together. In the next chapter, each individual step of the sales letter will be broken down. You'll be introduced to each individual part. You might need to review the following chapter a few times to get a good understanding of each different step. It's important that you do not continue reading the rest of the chapters until you understand each part of the sales letter. Chapter 2. The first half of a sales letter. The ultimate objective of any sales letter is to get the customer's attention in a way that will generate sales for your product or service. It is important to keep in mind that a good sales letter will provide positive value for your customers. There's a lot more to a sales letter than simply informing a customer about your product or service. The first part of a sales letter is called the headline. The headline of a sales letter is designed to be the first thing the reader sees. If a sales letter cannot catch the customer's attention with the headline, it's likely the customer will stop reading it. The headline of the sales letter should state who your product or service is designed for. It should state the ultimate benefit your product or service provides your customers. The ultimate benefit is the most valued benefit that your product or service provides. The headline should make the concept and benefits of your product or service very clear so that the customer has no misunderstanding. The next part of a sales letter is called a subheading. A subheading is an extension of the headline. It's like the subtitle for a book. It goes into a little more detail in regards to the benefits provided by the product or service. The subheading is also used as a bridge to the next part of the sales letter. It's a sort of transitioning tool. Now that you have your customer's attention, you're ready to provide them with more information. A good headline and subheading will prompt your customers to become curious. This will have them wanting to continue reading the rest of the sales letter. A good headline and subheading should alert your customers to something they do not understand. They should be forming questions, and the rest of the sales letter will answer these questions. Think of this concept as pushing your customers' emotional buttons. What could you say to your customers that would get them to stir up some emotions that are specific to their own life? The next part of the sales letter is called the analogy. The purpose of this part is to give the customer a clear visual image. Analogies are very powerful when it comes to getting the customer to form visual images. Visual images are very powerful because they stick around with the reader much longer than non-visual images do. An analogy is created by taking a concept that your customers are not familiar with and then relate it to a concept that they are familiar with. This associates familiarity with a product